Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Hansky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Gutteridge moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christman. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Sundra goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curtwright moves to second. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski is 0-for-1 in the game. Hanski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Curtwright moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Haynes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Browns. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Webb. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sundra moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sundra scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski is 0-for-2 in the game. Hanski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hanski moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hanski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hanski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hanski moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Sundra covering. Safe. Hanski moves to third. Webb moves to second. Tony Cuccinello pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Hanski scores. Webb moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Browns. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kurt Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.